This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Best-selling author Kent Heckenlively and a really smart guy is here in studio. I'm trying to convince him to change his flight from tomorrow morning to tomorrow evening back to the beautiful place he lives there in California wine country, but I have been unable to get him to do that. We'll see. He's told me an incredible story behind the scenes. I understand why he probably has to go, but you're welcome to stay and come on for an hour tomorrow, and I'm sure you can get on Owen's show and on Harrison Smith's show. But you did a great plug for BrainForce Plus, but you got cut off by the break. So we'll actually run it as an ad, but maybe spend a minute, 2 minutes, your experience with this nootropic.
So I've published 12 books. I've got 4 in press now coming out in the next year. And what I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins, but the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is BrainForce. I'll take BrainForce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So, you know, it really is true that BrainForce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
Well, it's just a good, stable base for energy that won't conflict with coffee or tea or other things, and won't conflict with people's medications in most cases. It's a good, safe, natural nootropic with other key vitamins and minerals and amino acids that are known to boost thought. Then we've got BrainForce Ultra that is super fast acting within 15 minutes and then only lasts about 2-3 hours. I said, I want some super fast acting clean thing, but I've got to stay up late. I'm tired, say at 8 o'clock, take it, do an interview, be done at midnight, and go right to sleep. That's what Ultra does. And then there's Turbo Force that's 10 hours of clean energy, 5 different natural stimulants that time release, and a bunch of amino acids and other compounds. So it's like the flame-breathing dragon, you know, crazy time deal. If you've got to put on, say, a 5-hour rock concert, got to get ready for 5 hours before. But then BrainForce is Plus is just the base, and then BrainForce Ultra is that literal special thing that has, I mean, I see it as almost like a psychotropic. It doesn't make you get high or anything, but it's amazing. So get them all at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. People say, why do you have 3 nootropics? Well, because there's different genres. There's different areas. There's the hydrogen bomb. There's the sniper rifle. You know, then there's the sword. But there are a lot of different things, different ways. You take them together, look out. Available, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, Kent, we're in this little no man's land before we go to break and bring in Judy Mikovits, who's just such a patriot, such a hero. Spend a minute and a half or so, because we're going to run this as well. Explain to people what this new book that I'm writing with you is going to break down, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalist, and Launching the Next Great Renaissance.
Well, you know, Alex, I think that what people really need is some hope. They need to, you know, they need to understand what's going on with the world, but then they want to read something positive. And time and time again, in every chapter that I'm working on, I find the hand of God moving our world in a positive direction. I mean, I look at what's happening in the political world. I mean, you have Trump staying strong against the other rhinos. You have RFK Jr. rescuing the Democratic Party and returning it to the honor of people like Harry Truman and John F. Kennedy. And then you've got the new generation, Vivek Ramaswamy, showing that the American dream is still alive. And in every aspect of when I think I'm going into a chapter and I'm wondering if it's going to be dark, I find this incredible light. Like when I was going into the fact that Yuval Noah Harari talks about useless eaters, okay? And I hear the dog whistle of genocide when he says,
that's a Hitler statement.
Yeah. The useless eaters. And, you know, the way he's selling it is he's selling it as, well, what we're going to have to do with people is we're going to have to give them drugs and computer games. So Mark Zuckerberg comes around with Meta. Well, what does he do? He loses billions on it.
People totally reject it. If you go back to Why the Future Didn't Need Us, a big article in Wired magazine by the head of Sun Microsystems 23 years ago. They met at a big computer meeting and decided to give us computer games and drugs instead of killing us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Breaking news, the president declaring a national emergency.
The new stay-at-home order.
We will shut you down.
Don't think you can get on a plane or a train.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
And we will take you to jail.
We've got to get them vaccinated.
Or we will keep you in a facility longer.
As the world was descending into synchronized tyranny, I began to ask myself, how did they get everyone to go along with this?
Oh, it feels so good.
I know.
Obsessed with finding the answer, I began studying every moment in recorded history where masses of people acted against their own self-interest.
The only mechanism that could explain what was happening in society,
screw your freedom, you're a schmuck,
was what is usually referred to as mass formation.
Here we are now with an economy in crisis, but with an incredible opportunity.
Unprecedented opportunity
for a reset.
Your Royal Highnesses, distinguished heads of state and government, the future is built by us.
We need a great reset.
When they say, you'll be happy, what they mean is, you'll be enslaved.
Today, we have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale.
Who masters those technologies will be the master of the world.
Those who control the data control the future, not just of humanity, but the future of life itself.
Every aspect of our life has been infiltrated by people that do not have our best interests at heart.
There are forces using fear and isolation to induce mass psychosis.
I don't want you to be hopeful.
Environmental doom.
Fires.
I want you to panic.
Storms.
It will kill your children.
I want you to feel the fear I feel every day.
People are starting to wake up. We're starting to wake up the world.
I'm seeing people come together from all walks of life, finally saying enough is enough.
We didn't come here for no reason. We have a voice. We're here to share it.
We have to be the solution. We cannot rely on the media, the president, or whoever to fix these problems.
I would rather pick up cans on the side of the highway than to live out of alignment with my truth.
We're all being driven back to the dream.
As you see in the audience, Democrats, Republicans, white, black, everyone all in between, this is the example that they do not want to see, but they have no choice.
The masses of humanity have been slapped awake.
Open your eyes.
It's time to wake up.
This is the Great Awakening.
People cannot go back into the matrix now. A lot of people are trying to. They can't.
Well, we're now into hour number two of this live Sunday worldwide broadcast. The establishment's battle to keep off the air, but evil's not the only force in the universe. Good is there because of you, the viewers and listeners. Because of your support, your word of mouth, the prayers, we're still here in many ways stronger than ever, though scarred, but certainly stronger than ever. Dr. Judy Mikovits is here with us. She's got an incredible bio. She's a former political prisoner, put in prison by Fauci for exposing his plans. TheRealDrJudy.com. And it was Kent who's here and was her co-author, Heckin' Lively, that helped get the first, what became best-selling book out. And there have now been several he's written with her that then inspired Mickey Willis, who was already a very successful Hollywood director, but who'd woken up to make the first pandemic, now the second, now the third. They've all been powerful, but the third one is incredible. So, Dr. Judy Mikovits, I really appreciate you. It was amazing last night. You feel like we're winning and we've turned the corner, even though the enemy's planning new attacks. Give us your take on the film and why it's so important. The last film's been seen by hundreds of millions of people. This one is destined to reach tens of millions, bare minimum, probably more. You seem very, very upbeat right now that the enemy's in a lot of trouble, and we see evidence of this all over the news. Even MSNBC and CNBC reporting that, okay, Jamie Foxx took the shot and it might kill him. I mean, the dam has broken. Where do you see this going? Where are we in history?
Well, we are at that renaissance. We are at that great awakening. And I did just buy the book, by the way, while
Thank you.
In the green room. We are at that renaissance and at that great awakening that we have won this. It's not we're winning. It's when we can talk to each other and see the perspective. And what was really interesting, why I am so upbeat about the film last night, was how Mickey did it in the rough cut formats and then listened to the audience and looked at the audience perspective. So he was panning the audience as they were watching real time what G. Edward Griffin was telling us in the 1960s, 70s, 80s. So it goes back to HIV/AIDS, and it shows you COVID, and it shows you same playbook.
And they killed the director's brother. I mean, he starts coming home how bad they've hurt us.
Yeah.
I mean, my grandmother paralyzed, her doctor told her, from the polio oral.
But what we showed was, even through the injury, even through the censor, if we keep talking to each other and we keep looking at the perspective, you said right there and then, Mickey Willis, you know, his brother died of AIDS.
But AZT. That was
AZT. But when Mickey and I sat down and talked about our story, this whole story through Plague of Corruption, it was supposed to be a promotional video. And we sat for weeks, and I talked about my arrest and my jailing, and nothing hit him. And then one day he said, you know, my brother died of AZT. And I said, without missing a beat, I said, don't you mean AIDS? And we looked up at each other, and we looked up at each other, and we both just... And then I stopped myself, and I said, oh, no, he wasn't antibody positive. He wasn't immune. He wasn't injected when he was already infected. And we both just, and Mickey's just slowly shaking his head.
So here he was, hired to make a promotional video for the book. That's what he does. He makes movies. And all of a sudden, he knows you're telling the truth. This happened to his brother, and then he starts sharing with you. And then it becomes films. It becomes all this. It's reached hundreds of millions of people. Boy, I bet Fauci isn't feeling too good right now, knowing that his name is destroyed. He may never be convicted. I hope he is and put in prison. But regardless, he's been convicted in the court of global public opinion as a mass murdering Joseph Mengele 2.0.
Yeah, and what's important about that is showing the perspective brilliantly in the show last night. Watch it when you show it again in an hour, because Fauci is only portrayed is what he did in AIDS and then compared to 1986 to 2020, the same playbook.
And any criminologist will tell you, particularly the higher functioning psychopaths, follow exact crimes and do them over and over again exactly the same.
And nowhere could you say this is an anti-vaxxer meeting. He doesn't show any of the doctors, not Dr. Tenpenny, not Paul Thomas, not Andy Wakefield, not Judy Mikovits. He doesn't show any of that. And the Robert Malones or the Frank Rossetti's, our book, Ending Plague, the staunch NCI, all of a sudden are coming through and saying, yeah, when they can hear us, when they can listen. So it wasn't that they could see us. It's that they could hear us. We had been silent so long, censored so long.
You know what has been so exciting for me in this journey with Judy is Judy was the original gangster, okay? She was the first one out there, 2014, when our book came out, and we went after Fauci in it. Nobody was hearing us about Fauci. Now the whole world knows about Fauci. With our second book together, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. writes the foreword for it, and he's running for president, and he is
looking... And he's tied against Biden.
And he's tied against Biden. So how much do I see the hand of God working in our world that brave people are like Judy are standing up like you, Alex? I mean, I am so incredibly proud to have my name on the book with you because I feel like I am making the decision to get in that plane with you, fly through the flak, and get destroy the target of the deep state.
I appreciate you going next level, skin in the game. But getting into Judy and you, because, I mean, it's not about praise here, but it's about victory. You write the book with her. It gets turned into films. I mean, there's 5 or 10 things that really help devastate the globalist operation and their whole New World Order rollout. It's been Judy and you. So how good does that feel, just from not a pride position, but a satisfaction of knowing that you guys have really torn up the New World Order?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
But what's...
Yeah, we just skipped a break. We just skipped a break, so we are now back. Some stations jumped away from us for a minute, so I wanted to come back for the few stations that cover that up. Most of them don't. Most of them skip the break, go with us. That's a network break that I was just skipping. Please continue with what it was like.
I want to tell you the next thing, because there's another piece of God, and it was so brilliant in the film last night, because nowhere in that film is there an anti-vax or scientist of any kind. Especially not me.
Yeah.
And all you have to do. So you can't say Bobby Kennedy's an anti-vaxxer. He's environmental safety. He's true wellness and health and keeping water, air, and soil.
No, I know. They call everybody anti-vaxxers. It's that this vaccines have just become a way to put something secret in our bodies. It has nothing to do with even the original science of, quote, inoculation. Why not, as a scientist, a vaccine expert, explain to them what this cult of scientism is, which is a real term, folks, the cult of people claiming they're scientists and saying don't question them versus the real scientific method.
Well, it's the whole, you know, you believe us. You believe the consensus. It's we decide. Science isn't democratic. Science is data. And so they put statistics to data, and if it doesn't match a certain power, or when they review the journals, everything about it is fraud. Because if you have an idea... That it jumps.
They have a consensus that you're then supposed to then agree and always have your research agree with the consensus put up by the corporations, so then they keep promoting you and giving you money because you've given them control.
Or it's not funded. So if your idea isn't among the consensus, no matter how much data you have, or the papers aren't published, and if you don't publish, you perish. It's just, and Fauci set up that whole system in the 90s, right?
Yep.
After 1993 with the peer review.
Well, here's an example. Take Zero Point Energy, which thousands of universities and tens of thousands of regular people have done with magnets on a low scale. And prove you can do it. Now, wide scale, will it work? Well, I'm sure we can develop a way. But certainly it's real. The physics show it's real. But because they put out a story 30 years ago saying it wasn't true, the consensus is you can't have that energy. And then it just totally suppresses that whole area.
Right. And in medicine, it's take a drug, use it in the wrong person at the wrong dose, in the wrong time, in the wrong formulation. As Frank Grassetti writes in Ending Plague, run a big expensive trial. And right, that was Sermon. That was 100-year-old essential medicine. They used it at such high a dose, they didn't appreciate the mechanism of it, and maybe we couldn't have because our technology was advanced. But Bob Nafio did a double-blind placebo-controlled study, 2015, and I consented the kids into it. 25 kids, and we found the needle in a haystack. When we see the biology, and you have true biology, we can teach this, and we can heal everybody from nothing. That's why I'm so optimistic.
What they're doing is suppressing all the real treatments.
Right, and now people know they've suppressed.
Well, we just saw it. They were rating doctors are giving people vitamin C IVs. Yeah. Now vitamin C's bad during the pandemic.
Well, but vitamin C IVs are loaded with glyphosate. And you can't infuse things because that's not God, how God presents it. So you actually have feedback loops. It's a scientific term to turn down the sensors. So you hurt yourself just like giving a black person liquid vitamin D. His sensors act like resistors and will turn right down and they get sicker fast.
So what do black people need to do because they're low in vitamin D?
Well, I'm a son.
Amazing what God provides to us, right?
Yeah.
When the pandemic was starting, I was saying, this is crazy. From what I've understood with my work with Dr. Judy is, you know, what you need to do is you need to go out in the sun, you need to exercise, you need to be healthy, you need to have good social relations. And every single thing they did to us in the pandemic was designed to affect our immune system and suppress our immune system. So whatever this virus was going to do to you, it was going to do it in spades.
Well, that's my next question. We've talked about the past and what's currently happening. I want to play the Neil deGrasse Tyson clip where he says, I am science. I don't care how many prestigious people you have. I am science. I am the consensus, meaning the big corporations, the intelligence agencies we now know worldwide that actually suppress the truth. We've been vindicated. They've been proven totally wrong. I want to talk some about that with you guys next segment. But while we still have time on the other subject, Judy, Dr. Mikovits, what is coming next? We know the shots lower immunity. We know they're full of spike protein. We know they're causing infertility, massive increases in cancer, massive blood clots. That was warned about before they ever gave the shot by Dr. Michael Gedeon and others and you. So what was their end game? What were they really planning with this? How did they think they would cover up the fact that it erases your immune system the more of the shots you take? And I even saw Pfizer execs brag, oh, after three shots, you have no immune system. You'll need our shots forever. I mean, why are they giving interviews saying this? You've been around these people. What's wrong with them?
Well, that was the goal. COVID was premeditated murder of, 35 years of unchecked, untested, unsafe weaponization, bioweapons, monkey, mouse, kidney, aborted fetal. All of those viruses. The what's next is never another shot. None of them were ever tested. They're fermented products. Never another shot. And go back to God-given immunity. We have the patents. We have the drugs developed. We know how to use things like natokinase, natural products. We know nitric oxide, CardioMiracle. We've got formula.
Sure, but I'm asking, what are they going to do next? What was their plan for the people that took two, three, four of the shots? Because you got Borla wearing masks saying, the head of Pfizer, science will win. You got Fauci saying, I am science. I am the Senate, like Emperor Palpatine. I mean, these guys are ridiculous.
And the plan was to kill you. But we've told you, with a couple of nutrients and things, we can absolutely put back down the foundation to detox. We don't count calories, we count chemicals. We're being poisoned, but we have no nutrition because our food is poison. Our food is GMO. We have to end the food. We know what comes next. Now they're doing their nitrogen game. Our soil is dead. It doesn't.
Oh, yeah, they're announcing they want to ban nitrogen.
Yeah, of course. So everything God created, they want to ban and put us in a place. All we have to do is walk away from their system, and we have the solutions right now. And
so stop complying.
Stop complying.
I mean, I played the clip twice last week. Kerry actually says, we've got to cut off the farms or people will starve to death. He says, we've got to shut these farms down or there'll be mass starvation. So they run the lockdowns, shut down the farms and ranches in the third world. 95% in a Gallup poll of illegals coming here saying they shut down my business, my farm, I can't feed myself. And then the UN brings them here and says global warming caused the refugees, and now the answer is shutting down farms in the West. I mean, can't the public put two and two together? We're going to shut farms down to stop starvation?
But that's what Mickey did last night, the Great Awakening. It's up to us. Stand up together, truth in love. That's what he showed. We end up happy. That's what he showed you. Right now, we already won because we survived this one. And now we know the game plan. And we'll.
No, I agree. It's going to be very hard for them to launch another one now that people, a large minority becoming a majority, has their number. But do you think the psychos are going to quit? I mean, Fauci says, I am the science, which, again, is a science cult.
Well, I'm never going to quit obeying God and just moving forward according to my purpose. And that means right now, Ephesians 5:11, shouting from the rooftops in one sense. But the Great Awakening with Mickey Willis, speaking the truth in love, forgiving people, bringing them back, moving that middle, showing that emotion like that film that people didn't know. They did not know
either. Yeah, folks, Mickey Willis has made a lot of great movies and was a big Hollywood producer for ads and movies and documentaries before. And he was already awake a lot, but then meeting Judy and Kent really, really woke up, I guess, about four years ago. And now these films are just devastating the New World Order. You can find it for free at Infowars.com. We have the links to it right now. The Great Awakening, Part 3 of the Plandemic Series, free at Infowars.com. We're going to air it coming up at 6 p.m. Central in about 33 minutes. We'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
They were calling it a conspiracy theory when Alex Jones many years ago said that they want the U.S. to be like China with the social credit score. Not for nothing, he got demonized in the media. I remember being a kid. Everything he said that was going to go down, it's all going down.
The model for internet censorship is going to be phased in Chinese-style net censorship. Net IDs, net taxes, three strikes and you're out net rules. But before they get to that, they're going to phase in. It starts this next year in China. And they're already lining up with Facebook, Google, all of them agreeing with China, Microsoft, to implement these systems where China already does it, and then they beta test there and then bring it here. Everything you do in China, from your credit score to what you buy, to discount cards, to your internet records, to what you say on social networks, is integrated into an algorithm. And if you criticize the government basically once, you can't even buy or sell. You can't get a hotel. You can't travel. Now, I knew this was coming, but to see it actually happen is so bold, is so over the top, that I get why people just can't believe it.
This ESG is a social credit score. If you don't play ball, they're not going to bail you out. So, of course, they want to push this electric so they could turn your bike off whenever they want. So if there's another situation where there's a medical reason why everybody needs to stay home, they could just turn everything off. That's why they want the electric. Could you imagine living in a world where they just turn your bike off, turn your car off?
And it's happening now. Electric bikes people rent, when the rental's over, it just locks the gears up. Incredibly dangerous. That is the whole system. All right, The Great Awakening, Part 3 in the Plandemic series. Mickey Willis, knocked out of the park. All basically inspired by the great lady we've got here with us today, Dr. Judy Mikovits. And, of course, Mikovits. And, of course, your website is therealdrjudy.com, therealdrjudy.com. And, of course, Kent Heckenlively is also working with me on my last book and on the latest book, also called The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. But today, it's all about Mickey Willis's film. Dr. Judy, you got cut off by the break. You were making some really key points. And listen, like Jerry Maguire movie, talk to me like I'm in the fifth grade, because you're really smart, you move quick, and I know all this stuff, and I can barely follow it. And then I realize you're saying some really crazy, important stuff. Slow down and explain what you're saying about Dr. Malone and all these people, which they admit this now, being inspired by your research, because they're scientists too, but they weren't in the middle of it. You've helped decompartmentalize people and help them have epiphanies, basically.
Well, exactly, and that's because, in fact, Kent Heckenlively said nobody would understand it. He's a sixth grade science teacher. So he was able to show the perspective of how doctors and students are supposed to be taught. But for at least the last decade, medical students, college students, they haven't been taught biology. They haven't been taught the biology according to God, according to nature, the base pairs that make up your DNA, A, C, T, and G. Now, A and G are purines. Caffeine is a purine. Oh, that's something, a chemical in nature. Well, they increase heart rates and things like that. Well, ivermectin is a purinergic modulator. Oh, that means it's in nature an antiparasitic because of how it changes the sensors to poison on the cell.
And cancer is a parasite of your own body. And so that's why all the science now shows, like you said years ago on the show, it literally blocks cancer.
Yeah, because oxygen kills cancer because it turns on the immune system. And the viruses of your own God-given viruses say that's the type of poison. That's the parasite that has me turning on. That's what's robbing oxygen. ATP, energy, goes outside the cell and kills it.
And our book on the case against masks was banned by Amazon because we dared to say that what's going to happen when you're wearing a mask is you're going to get less oxygen and you're going to get more carbon dioxide.
And all the studies showed that.
Going to cause cancer, and it's called hypoxia-inducible factor 1 alpha. When I say that, Robert Malone says, of course. And then when you start talking about microRNAs and long-chain non-coding RNAs, our own God-given immune defenses that turn on antimicrobial...
Just explain. The entire protocol they gave us was designed to grow cancer and turn off immune systems.
Correct. But God gave us the knowledge, and that was my research, to turn back on.
And what is happening now that doctors are seeing all over the country and all over the world, they're seeing turbo cancers. They're seeing these people whose
that's
cancer...
That's the main pathologist society in Germany. First, a year and a half ago, so we're seeing an increase. They published a new paper, I'm sure you saw it, saying there's no doubt these shots make cancer come back in cancer patients.
Okay. Yeah. Can I just say, turbo... Blow on a fire, what does it do?
It goes turbo.
That's turbo.
You took a mask away from them.
Yeah.
You starved oxygen. You know, you starved oxygen.
So when, hold on. So when you when she uses terms, or Kent does, they're not just using terms. That's turbo is when they inject oxygen into the gasoline to make it explode higher and better. Okay, you got turbo and you got superchargers.
Turbocharged.
So this is literally turbocharging cancer. Start over and explain how it works.
So doctors use that term because you rob oxygen. So the mask wasn't just inconvenient; it turned on viruses because you were trying to send immune cells to the fire. You were being hypoxia. Is lack of oxygen. There are God-given factors that when hypoxia goes on, you get cancer.
So this is the opposite of turbo. It's blocking the oxygen.
Correct. And it's a cancer. It's a drug target. And we know those drug targets. That's what we did. That's what Robert Malone did. Oh, and then we patent a drug because you can't patent God and just making sure you don't put a mask on and take oxygen away and induce the expression of
your
alpha.
Our entire medical system is not designed for people's health. Our entire medical system is designed to create drugs to return money to the shareholders. That is something that every person in this world needs to stand up and understand.
And that's the money incentive at one level. I agree. Yeah. Like at the 50th floor, that's it. But up at the 60th floor or the top of this building, whatever number you want to give it, is the depopulation agenda. They know how to incentivize it through money, but I mean, here's Bill Gates giving speeches at TED Talk. We've got to reduce the population by 90%. He means it.
But it was always the Darwin. That was Darwin's thesis. We think it's natural immunity by natural immunity. Or the subtitle, like our books, the subtitle is preservation of favored races in the struggle for life. Well, there's no struggle for life in God's world, in the Bible. There's no struggle for life. That's racist. That's genocide.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Hitler got everything from Darwin and Galton, and then the liberals worship this because when I call them Nazis, the left makes jokes and says Nazis didn't exist till the 1930s or whatever, the National Socialist Workers' Party. No, the eugenics that was developed in the UK that went worldwide was cited by Kaiser Wilhelm, the Institute, and the Nuremberg trials. So this is proto-Nazi.
Yeah, and also the Cold Springs Harbor. The Cold Springs Harbor
from Rockefeller Institute
from 1910 to 1945 was the center of the eugenics movement in the United States. That's in the New York Times. That's something that people are going to find out in the Great Awakening book because, hey, you know, most of the times I'm quoting mainline sources because what I've learned about the mainstream media is that they will tell the truth, but you have to wait a couple of years, sometimes 50 years for them to tell the truth, but you can get it from the mainstream sources. So for all of those people who have criticized you for, you know, your sources and everything, all I can say is 80-90% of the sources in our book are going to be from mainline sources that nobody can doubt.
That's right. Once the fight's already over, they'll tell the truth later.
Yeah.
They, like, try to... So let's get to this. And I don't want to subject the listeners and viewers to this, but we got to do it. I normally know everything that's going on, basically. But I was sitting there watching the movie last night, and I didn't know that the great Del Bigtree, who I just admire, what a great researcher and journalist, I didn't know that he had Neil deGrasse Tyson in studio 3 or 4 months ago, and that Tyson did the scientism cult of, I am science, do what I say. That's the opposite of the scientific method and Newtonian physics and the rest of it. And literally says, do not question me. I represent the consensus. I don't want to hear what anybody else's study or any individual says unless we decide the corporate consensus, the corporate board, we don't look at that. Meanwhile, everything the corporate consensus told you, the censorship, the surveillance, the mask are great.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment.
investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Meteors, until the Shoemaker-Levy comet hit the gas giant, was that we get hit every 50 million years by a giant comet or asteroid. Now they know from satellites there's giant impact points everywhere. We get hit every couple hundred years.
Yeah. It's, you know, people are talking about what caused the Younger Dryas period 11,000 years ago, when the mammoths and the saber-tooth tigers disappeared, and why there's the Scablands in Washington, which show that probably meteors hit the
every 10-20,000 years a big one hits, but big ones are hitting all the time.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Well, you know, it's important that, you know, science is based on technology, data, and measurements. Science isn't a belief system, you know, and it's a cult until you can measure it and prove it. So our technologies, we didn't know there was an endocannabinoid, endogenous, God-given cannabis system, a dimmer switch on inflammation. That is the plants, entire family of them with hemp, and they make rope and fibrosis or anitis. Stop those processes. We didn't know about that till 94, but we knew that hemp and cannabis in elixirs as in the 1930s were wonderful.
Well, I see the videos on the studies where a guy that has Parkinson's takes full spectrum CBD and all of a sudden his hands aren't shaking.
Correct.
I mean, it's incredible. Let's go ahead and roll more of Neil deGrasse Tyson. We got to get the rest of this. It's hard to listen to, but I mean, this is a guy saying, I can't debate you. Please be quiet. Here it is.
So you don't have to have the conversation with me.
But I want science. And so here's what we have.
We have Peter McCullough, world-renowned heart doctor, saying, I am seeing a rise in myocarditis because of this vaccine. We have the leading ICU, second most published science, Paul Merrick. Hear me out. I know, all right. These have all been on my show. Dr. Robert Malone, part of the inventing factor behind the mRNA vaccine. All these people have been censored. They were shut down. They were kept from talking to the people in Washington. Johnny and was putting out the data.
Censored?
Dr. J. I'll show you.
Okay.
Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, Dr. Sunetra Gupta, Dr. Martin Kolar, Oxford University, Harvard School of Medicine, Stanford School of Medicine. They put together the Great Barrington Declaration, which was an approach towards this to say, let's do protect that
936,000. That's not
that
a consensus.
No, needs to be protected and figure out a way the rest of us can establish a herd immunity around them. And the NIH, who's supposed to be objective on this, we now have internal email because this is what I do. I actually put in FOIA requests. We know that this is what Francis Collins said about those people before even talking to them. There needs to be a quick and devastating published takedown of the premise being brought by these scientists. That was the approach to science. No other science can be allowed in here. You started this out by saying every challenge should come in. Every way to say that we don't agree with the hypothesis. Maybe these people say you don't need the vaccine. There's a way through this. Or we should be tactical with the vaccine. All of these people were kept out of the conversation.
All I can comment
and you were
there.
Wanting me to sign onto a social contract where the scientific method isn't being used.
That list of highly pedigreed medical professionals that you are citing, I'm not interested in medical pedigree. I'm interested in medical consensus, in scientific consensus. The moment someone says, well, I'm of this highfalutin school or this, that's like, okay, that means they're going to say something that goes against the consensus, and they want to use that.
Oh, we don't want that.
Follow what it is they say.
That's insane.
I'm just saying you need someone who represents a medical...
Well, the consensus is two men can have a baby, doctor.
Right.
We had a medical...
And that X and Y aren't... The, you know, major universities teach now there are no chromosomes. Major U.S. universities, no X, Y.
Right. But see, we have the data...
Hit pause real quick. Back in 20 seconds. Go ahead.
So, you see, we have the data... And we knew it all along.
I know you're a woman, I'm a man. We don't need a science to know that.
But more important, in the book Ending Plague, first time ever, Frank Rossetti and Luc Montagnier ever spoke about what really happened with gain-of-function HIV, you know, and because they were outcasts. Luc Montagnier won the Nobel Prize in 2008. And what it was used for then was to silence him because he was telling the truth.
And Alex, to your point, 98% of drunk college freshmen can identify a female.
Exactly. Exactly. But they tell us, look, I got articles here. Major universities today are saying, anybody can be a woman.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a woman. I'm not, but
it's easy because it's all about X, the X chromosome, and the Y is the problem, and we know we can help the problem that these men can't think with both brains at the same time with your nitric boost.
And I'm a 6'4" NBA
nitric
player.
Nitric oxide works to make one of the.
You did a plug for nitric boost because you love the ingredients and it sold a lot of it. What does something like nitric boost product do for your blood?
It allows it to flow regularly. It allows this guy to use both brains that he has that Y chromosome problem. It doesn't exist if you want to use that certain Target bathing suit. Sorry. We're getting off here. But the point is again, he's saying consensus, highfalutin school, Harvard, that takes these outliers. No, Harvard is creating the sentence. Send the consensus. That's where all the corruption came from. Ian Lipkin, John Coffey.
We should talk about Harvard in a whole interview sometime, but it seems like people say who runs the world. It seems like Harvard Mafia runs
Columbia, but that's what we show.
Harvard, Columbia, Yale, who's the top? Harvard, Columbia,
Yale, to all the places, Tony Fauci, Georgetown, GW, where he's going and giving consensus speech, because that's a cult.
When you see how the cult is run in Presidential Takedown, what I uncovered is that every year the NIH gives out $30 billion in grants to scientists. That was directed.
And Eisenhower warned about the control of consent.
His
military-industrial complex warned of that.
And that was that money was this. They decided who to send it to. Basically, Francis Collins and Tony Fauci were in charge of it. For a comparison, the 2020 election to elect a president of the United States was $5.6 billion spent. So every year, this medical mafia is basically spending six times the amount of money
wow.
by the consensus of the scientists. So how does this house of cards, how does this medical mafia work? It works because they're stealing our money.
But the good news is they've doubled down and now they're failing. So despite everything they've done, they can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Let's play the last few minutes of Tyson because Dale Bigtree really gets his face.
Okay. That list of highly pedigreed
yeah.
medical professionals that you are citing,
yeah.
I'm not interested in medical pedigree. I'm interested in medical consensus, in scientific consensus. The moment someone says, well, I'm of this highfalutin school or this, that's like, okay, that means they're going to say something that goes against the consensus, and they want to use that to help other people follow what it is they say. I'm just saying you need someone who represents a medical consensus here to have that conversation with.
We had a medical consensus around a product that we knew nothing about, and a medical consensus around a virus
nothing.
That told us
that exactly
they knew
is.
Nothing about.
That
they
something.
Kept telling us we know very little about it. Okay. So why was there a medical consensus that was keeping out renowned scientists from the conversation when they were telling us on television, we don't know a lot about this virus, we're trying to figure it out. Scientists that were on the ground, that were dealing with patients, were being censored, were being shut down. Their YouTube channels were being shut down. Their LinkedIns were being shut
down. Because the individual scientist does not matter. We started this conversation on that very
but
fact.
But the scientific method does.
Yes, of course it does. And the scientific method producing a consensus. And whatever is that consensus,
all right,
at any
moment,
it's kind of the best you
when
have.
I can look, when I can look now in the rearview mirror and said it while it was happening, that there is a... And by the way, all the scientists I just showed proved to be right. They told you that this virus, that the vaccine would not end this and would actually cause an endemic because you've now made people that cannot clear this virus and kill it. They're all asymptomatic carriers. That's all this vaccine keeps doing. So now we're stuck with this virus. We didn't follow the same path we always have with every other illness, like former coronaviruses and most of the time
death
flus.
Rates are huh? low. The hospitalization
they were the highest
is low. Things are fake.
For now. Yeah. For now. But as you and I both know, these variants continue to be out there, and we are all worried that there could be a variant in the future that could be dangerous. But all that being said,
explain that when we come back.
In the end, what I am standing for is that there's no challenge being allowed. That the NIH, when it's telling us, is objectively looking at a virus they're telling us they don't know much about, is pushing out top people in their field who are trying to get to the table. They're trying to say there's something you're not looking at. And this, and when you want to talk about a problem, how about not funding to do that study again? How about not allowing into the room people with great perspective?
All right, and I sent them that clip, the full clip. He says, I need you to back up science. I need you to stop this. I need you. We'll post the full interview to InfoWars.com. We're going to come back with Judy Mikovits and, of course, our Kent Heckenlively here to talk about this. But we're going to break right now. Stay with us. Hour number 3 and 4 are coming up. We're going to talk a few minutes in the next hour, put a bookend on this, and then air The Great Awakening, Plandemic 3, next hour. Share the live links, Infowars.com/show. Share the live links to Twitter. Get clips of this out. Hour number 3 straight ahead. The Great Awakening is live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.